Good morning and welcome. I invite you to mute as we sing our opening hymn, number 56. We will be singing verses 5 through 8. O come, Emmanuel. Dearly beloved, we have come together in the presence of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, to set forth his praise, to hear his holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our life and our salvation. And so that we may prepare ourselves in heart and mind to worship him, let us kneel in silence and with penitent and obedient hearts confess our sins, that we may obtain forgiveness by his infinite goodness and love. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, by what we have left undone. We have not loved our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your way to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Lord, open our lips
and our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
We will read responsively Canticle 15 from your handout or from page 119 in the Book of Common Prayer. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed.
The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him.
In every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm.
He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones.
And has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things.
And the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel.
For he has remembered his promise of mercy.
The promise he made to our fathers.
To Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Luann, you are muted.
A reading from 2 Samuel. Now when the king was settled in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, the king said to the prophet Nathan, "See, now I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent." Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan. "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day. But I have been moving about in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about among all the people of Israel, did I ever speak a word with any of the tribal leaders of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep to be prince over my people Israel, and I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them, so that they may live in their own place and be disturbed no more. And evildoers shall afflict no more, as formerly from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We will say together Canticle 16, the Song of Zechariah, which can be found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 92 or in your handout. Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of our servant David. Through his holy prophets of old, that he would save us from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him with our pure, holy, and righteous days of our life. You, my child, shall be the prophet of the Most High. You will go before the prepared his way. Give people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins and the tender compassion of our God. The dawn on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and shadow of death. Guide our feet in the way of peace. Glory to the Father.
The Son, and the Holy Spirit, which was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Second reading is from the book of Romans 16. Now to God, who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but is now disclosed, and through the prophetic writing is made known to all the Gentiles, obedience of faith to the only wise God through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
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 Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to
Thanks
God.
Be to God.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to mute as we sing our sequence hymn, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, number 66 in our hymnal.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name is Mary, and he came to her and said, greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. But she was much perplexed by his words and how to do it, which however greeting this might be. The angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and he will be called the son of the Most High. Let God give him the throne of his ancestor David. He reigned over the house of the Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said, the angel, how can this be, since I am a virgin? The angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, now the child born in Israel will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month to her who is said to be barren, for nothing was that will be impossible with God. And Mary said, here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be according to your word. Then the angel departed. You heard it from her, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So if you were going to build a home for God, what would it look like? Let me repeat that. If you were going to build a home for God, what would it look like? Throughout the season of Advent, we've been coming a little bit closer and a little bit closer to the main event. It started back with Christ the King Sunday. And then the first Sunday of Advent, we talked about the second coming of Christ with the thundering and earthquakes and darkening of the sun. And Jesus comes in judgment, calls all nations to him and comes in judgment. The last 2 weeks, we've been hearing about John the Baptizer down by the River Jordan. All the people from Jerusalem, all the people from Judea came to hear him as he preached repentance. He preached, make the road straight, flat, remove all the obstacles, remove everything that binds, make the mountains lower, anything that challenges you, so that God has this flat, broad, slick highway for all the nations to come to God and for God to come to them. And John the Baptizer's message was, repent, for the Lord is near. This week, we start to get a more gentle message, a different message. No longer hearing the thundering clouds, seeing the earthquakes, hearing John the Baptizer saying, repent. Instead, we start with David, King David. And he's talking to his chief advisor, Nathan. And I can almost see them sitting by the fireplace in his study saying, you know what? I have a pretty nice house here. Some people might call it a palace, made of cedar, the toughest wood. Maybe we should build a house for God too, because, you know, like God's in a box in the tent. And Nathan, his chief advisor, agrees with him and says, that sounds like a great idea. But that night in a dream, God comes to Nathan and says to Nathan, who is David to build me a house? I have never lived in a house since I brought the people out of Egypt into freedom. I traveled around in an ark, in a tent. Have I ever asked for a house? I have brought you in safety. I have given you a house of cedar. I have anointed you a king. I have taken away your enemies. Instead, I will make you a house, and your house and your kingdom and your throne will be established forever. Now, of course, Nathan told that to David, and David was a little bit taken back. But what I know is that it's a little bit more comfortable to have God in a nice house, God over there, God where we put him, rather than God popping up in these unexpected places, in these unexpected ways, and making all these promises and challenges to us. Now, it's really nice how we know how to find God when we need him, when we can call on him and say, I need your help. But it's quite another thing for God to just pop in and say, I need you to do this, change your whole life, change the direction you're going and do this for me. But the statement that really struck me was, I will make you a house. I will make you a nation. And that idea that God dwells within us. God has asked us to prepare a home for him and not there, here. God has asked us to be his hands and his feet in the world. He has sent us to do mission, to care for all the nations, to care for the sick, the needy, the outcast, the prisoner. God has said he will make our home with humans. It asks us to shift our thinking a little bit and to shift our thinking in the same way that when we have to be told over and over and over again that church is not just the building. Church is us. We are church in the world. We are God's heart and hands and feet in the world. And yes, we go to that building so that we can be community, so that we can share together in hearing scripture, so that we can share together in prayers, so that we can strengthen each other for service, so that we can hear the word and learn how to grow in discipleship. That's what the building is for, a place to gather community. And then we go out into the world and take church into the world because we are church. But as I said, today shifts a little bit. It's asking us to shift our thinking about how God comes into the world. And today we see the angel Gabriel, and the angel Gabriel comes to Mary. And we heard earlier that God came to Nathan in a dream. And we know that God comes in a burning bush, or God comes in dreams and visions. God pops up in our world in surprising ways to give his word and to say, okay, I need you to do this. And what we also know is throughout the history of the Bible that God has chosen married women who are barren of old age to bear the message, to bear the covenant, to bear the promises. And so we first hear that with Abraham and Sarah. Abraham and Sarah, and we're guessing they were about 90 years old. And God had promised Abraham, your children, your offspring, your future is as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the sea. And however, you're in your 90s, no kids. But these three messengers, visitors, strangers come to the Oaks of Mamre and say, Sarah is going to bear a son. And Sarah hears and she laughs, because that would be really surprising. And yet she does. And we hear about Hannah, who again, in her old age, a woman who's barren, and while the family is in Jerusalem for the festival, she goes into the temple and she's praying and praying and praying and praying. I want a child. I want a child. If you give me a child, I will dedicate his life to you, God. And the priest comes and says, you're drunk. And that's really like embarrassing because it's still morning. I need you to leave. And she said, I'm not drunk. I'm just praying fervently for a child. And he said, you will have a child who becomes Samuel and becomes one of the prophets and priests who anoints Saul, the first king, and then anoints David as the greatest king. Over and over again, we hear that story down to Elizabeth and Zechariah. Zechariah is in the Holy of Holies. He's the chief priest, and he hears the voice of God saying, your wife, Elizabeth, in her old age is going to bear a son. And he says, how is that possible? And he is struck dumb until the child is born and until he names him John, John the Baptizer. And then God does this totally new, unexpected thing. Rather than a married woman in old age who is barren, God sends Gabriel, the messenger, to say to Mary, this young, unmarried woman, do not be afraid, for you have found favor and grace with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. And Mary, perplexed and pondering, her utter world shifting and trying to make sense, gives this strong and humble reply. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Be it unto me according to your word. In that one statement, the world changed forever. Everything shifted. God moves from a distant voice of thunder and earthquakes and lightning and clouds of storm and fire and to this little embryo in this young woman's womb. God coming to us in this little babe. God coming to us on earth, human, so we can touch him, see him, hear him, learn from him. Totally unexpected, totally new. What we know is in the Eastern Church, Mary is called Theotokos, the God bearer. Mary bears not just the Son of God, God himself. Meister Eckhart in the 14th century said, we are all meant to be mothers of God, for God is always needing to be born. We are all meant to be mothers of God, for God is always needing to be born. God is waiting for us to give that strong yet humble yes. Here am I. Be it unto me according to your word. I'm always a little bit anxious when I think about the yes that God is asking us to offer, what that could mean. God no longer in a box on a shelf where I can go to him when I need him, but God popping into my life, into my heart, asking me to do things that I never could have imagined. And yet that's what this season is about, that God is coming to us, born in us. Let us hold in suspense and wonder and anticipation the day of his birth. Amen. I invite you into a minute of silence. I invite you to join me as you are able in the words of the Apostles' Creed found on page 96 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. And we say together, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The prayers are in your handout or on page 97 of the Book of Common Prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory.
Lord, ever and ever.
Amen. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them always.
Day by day, we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Lord, keep us from all sin today.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we put our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son, Jesus Christ, at his coming, may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers, which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry, they may truly and devoutly serve you, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Prayers of the people are Form 3 from your handout or from page 387 in the Book of Common Prayer. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of your church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. We pray for Bonnie, Judy and Henry, Carson, Steve, Ann, Laura, Shelley, Ashlyn, Betty, Bob, Jerry, Julie and Ben, Cheryl, Jean, Nicole, Brian, Cheryl, Eliza, Jane, and family, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Pam, Alan, Colleen, Steve, Elaine, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those serving in the military, and those who mourn.
Patrice? Tina?
The repose of the soul of Shelley and for all who mourn.
Gary, for Billy.
Hasten, O Father, the coming of your kingdom, and grant that we, your servants, who now live by faith, may with joy behold your Son at his coming in glorious majesty, even Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. I invite you to join me in saying the general thanksgiving found on page 101 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give us full thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, our preservation, and all the blessings of this life. Above all, for our measurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ,
for the means of grace and for the hope of glory,
and we pray. With such an awareness of your mercy, truly thankful hearts for me show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, honor and glory throughout all ages.
Honor and glory throughout all ages.
I invite you to mute as we sing our closing hymn today, number 437, Tell Out My Soul.
Thank you.
that Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.